Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina, and a good sign he's returned. That's Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com. Good morning and happy St. Patrick's Day, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, we're looking at a story that leads your paper today. It's Otsego County trying to become the Finger Lakes of beer. Explain.
Well, yes, sir. You may know there are a number of breweries around here, Omegang, Cooperstown Brewery, Butternuts, and several small ones. And there's a growing consensus that Otsego County can be converted into the Finger Lakes of beer, sort of a Hammondsport for breweries. And this week, a nationally known national foods hub superstar, Karen Karp of New York City, has arrived in Oneonta. She's contracted to create a feasibility study to free up the state funding to make Oneonta a food hub, the center of all the excitement that's going on around here. And so she's been holding meetings and looking at the possibilities, both for an entertainment center, a boutique hotel, brewery-themed restaurants, a sizable farmer's market, and also a rail hub in the old B&H rail yards to help get this, you know, beer and also artisanal crops back and forth to New York City. So we see some good things happening around here in that particular area, and I'm sure there's going to be more to come. And not only are we talking about brewing, we're talking about growing hops, and some of the largest hop farms in the state are now here in Otsego County, Hager Hops and some of the others. There are almost constant symposiums and conferences regarding the crops with the hops growing industry around here, and Hartwick College is emerging as the center of testing for the various crops and supplies that are needed for this particular industry. So there's a lot happening, and this woman, Karen Karp, we're hoping is going to make it all come together.
Do we have any sense of a time frame here, Jim?
Well, it's fairly short, David, as these things go. You know, a lot is already happening. The idea is to finish this feasibility study by May, apply for state funding in June, and get construction underway at the rail yards and in downtown Oneonta, perhaps by the spring of 2018. So there's a fairly aggressive schedule, so I think that people around the region are going to really start seeing things happen. The Farm Brewery Act of 212 that's requiring local state-grown ingredients to be used in beers is really fueling a lot of this. And so we're trying to plug ourselves into the, you know, to a larger state concept.
Well, as you celebrate St. Patrick's Day today, if you're tipping one of those brews back, you might think about Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, The Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com for this story on the perhaps soon-to-be Finger Lakes of beer. Jim, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, David.